Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy first day back from a long President's Day weekend. Hopefully yes. You were able to observe as we were.
Yes, I was remembering all the presidents.
Mm-hmm.
And
all the other presidents.
Yeah, and thinking, yeah. All the past presidents.
Thinking about good times.
Just thinking, you know, good job, guys.
Thanks for holding it down for us, y'all.
Like, we got to where we are now. Mm-hmm. And honestly, is it great? Actually, maybe not a good job.
No, of course not. No, it's a horrible job by everyone involved. And I don't even know when we can return back to a time where everybody was happy all at once. Mm. Seems like never. Everyone is never going to be happy. That does seem to think. I don't know why we're talking about this.
Yeah.
President's Day?
President. Who cares? Who's your favorite president?
I don't know if I have one.
Mine's the guy that gets stuck in the bath.
In the bathtub?
William Howard Taft.
Yeah. I do, you know who I do like? Honorable mention to Grover Cleveland.
Okay.
But you know what, though? Trump is kind of the same.
Oh.
It's like, he ran, there was someone in the middle, and then he ran again.
That's
the only other guy that did that.
Okay.
But I liked it because I used to have one of those like laminated things that you'd put laminated placemat with all the presidents on it. And I liked that it was his same picture, but in reverse. And
ooh.
I was like, oh, interesting. Like, ooh, he came back.
Grover.
Like, facing the other way.
Oh, okay. Grover.
Cracking me
also
up.
The name Grover is just hilarious.
Yeah, Grover's a good name.
Yeah.
I'm fresh off of a trip to Mexico for my lovely friend Casey's 40th birthday. Happy,
jealous.
Happy to him.
Happy birthday.
Had an unbelievable time that I would like to talk more about, but, as of now, in this moment, sitting right here, as you can hear, I don't quite have my whole voice back yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I couldn't even speak at all.
Ooh.
Zero voice at all. And I am. If I'm really thinking about my body, if I'm really like in tune with what's going on right now, I know that I've been living La Vida Loca and having lots of cocktails and lots of drinks, and it's kind of all I want right now, G. And so the good news is
you're on vacay mode.
I'm on vacay mode still. Yeah. And the good news is we have our bestie Pink Whitney here.
Woo-hoo.
To help me out. So if I at any point in the show feel like I really just need to feel like I'm back in Mexico, I can go ahead and pour myself a little drink. Our very favorite pink lemonade flavored vodka, Pink Whitney, a major bestie on the pod, our number one bestie on the pod. Always bringing us that good.
Yep.
Shout out to them.
You guys know we love Pink Whitney so much, and now they have a new label, which makes it even easier to find, and they're looking better than ever. New Pink Whitney 20-pack shot bucket is perfect for any party, any occasion. My birthday's coming up. Imagine I roll up with my birthday.
Oh, you have to roll in
with my 20
with
buckets.
Pink Whitney buckets.
Woo, woo, woo. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to go crazy. There's also a size for every occasion, a variety of small sizes to grab and go, and larger sizes to share, gift, or enjoy at your home. Also, there's a bunch of different types of shots and mixed shots that you can do with Pink Whitney. There's the Pink Starburst, which is Pink Whitney, vanilla vodka, raspberry schnapps. Basically, Pink Whitney.
That one sounds the best, I think. What is it? Pink Starburst?
Yeah.
Obsessed.
Vanilla vodka, raspberry schnapps.
Yum.
Schnapps, shall I say?
Schnapps,
shall I say?
Schnapps.
Basically, anything with Pink Whitney just tastes absolutely delicious. They're like just the best like mixer vodka ever.
Mm-hmm.
And Pink Whitney is the fastest brand to hit 1 million cases in the last 4 years. In the last 5 years, sorry.
Ooh.
And Pink Whitney is the number one flavored vodka. So take your shot with Pink Whitney.
Woo, shout out. Now, before we get into anything else, I have to point out your socks, which are the cutest socks I've ever seen. Oh, my God.
Thanks.
Cat Mom.
Yes.
Those are so cute.
TJ
oh
got
God.
Them for me for Valentine's Day.
Those are so cute. Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Happy Valentine's Day, G.
Thanks.
The lovers.
Happy Valentine's
lovers
Day.
Lovers in the room.
Oh, terrible, terrible weekend.
Oh, you had a bad Valentine's. That's right. I forgot.
No, we had a good,
not a bad
we had a good Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So great. We went out to dinner, and then we went bowling. It was super fun. And then poor TJ got sick. On
terrible.
Friday night, he
terrible.
Got the neurovirus, so he was pooping up a storm, throwing up.
I am avoiding that like it's literally the plague.
Yeah.
I have been such a recluse. Like before the trip I just went on, now because I have a few more trips coming up, I just like don't have time to get sick like that.
Yeah,
like, for 4 days.
Poor,
just,
and
like,
it was like, yeah,
I don't want that at all. Who does?
It's like debilitating.
Damn.
Poor guy, I felt so bad. So literally, so Saturday, Sunday. He was just a corpse.
Just dying.
Yeah.
Was he able to, did he have to extend his trip or was he okay
no,
to leave?
No, he was okay to leave. Good thing we had off yesterday.
Yeah,
and so yesterday he was like alive and was able to shower and, you know, get his stuff together. And
thank God.
So he's
he's
back in Chicago.
Yeah.
But it was good up until then.
What'd you do on Friday? Did you go out or anything?
We went to some French restaurant and it was really good. Yeah.
Where?
In Fidei. Yeah, it was good.
Delicious.
Small plates. Very small.
Small plates. Yeah. I love a small plate though. Yeah. I'm a big small plate bitch because you know me. I like to snack.
Yeah, it was very good food though, so it was worth it. Mm. And then we went to Bolero and we went bowling, which was so fun. Played some arcade games. I love an arcade. I go ham in the arcade. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's probably where he got sick. Also, probably that's probably my apartment too. Like, I felt bad because I should have, like, you know, fumigated the place. Mm-hmm. I did, like, clean down the bathroom and everything, the kitchen before I left. But, you know, I probably could have done a better job.
Bring in the spray bleach.
Yeah, like, Lysol, everything. But apparently, the neurovirus germs, like, don't die. Like, they don't all die from that. Like, they're, like, very strong germs. I don't know. So, there's probably nothing I really could have done.
Probably not. Apart from bleach. Yeah, listen. Yeah. If you're an OCD girly like me, you know that you just cover everything in bleach and everything will be okay.
Yeah.
It's so bad for you, though. I'm always, like, taking a break from cleaning the bathroom with bleach and, like,
hallucinating. Out the window. Yeah, yeah.
And I make myself feel like Kate Winslet in The Holiday when she, like, is breathing in the gas like from the stove. Yeah. That's me with the bleach. Like,
that's hilarious.
Cannot help myself.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm really sorry to hear that.
That's okay.
Shout out to TJ. I hope he feels better.
Yeah.
I had a wonderful time on my trip.
I needed it
so fucking badly. I knew that I needed to get into sunshine. I didn't know exactly how badly until I was there. I shed several tears the whole time. Not like out loud though. I really kept it together. Like, I wasn't like crying in front of the group.
Right,
thank God,
right.
Which normally I do. But a single sparkling tear. I had like a single glistening tear like every other day. Just so excited about the beauty.
Just
of the place.
Like so grateful. So can't
so
believe
grateful.
This is my life.
Feeling so blessed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I literally was can't believe this is my life. I'm feeling so blessed. I was in Puerto Vallarta, which is on the west side of Mexico. And for those who don't know, it is a gay destination.
Love.
It's a very much during the winter months. It's like an LGBTQ town.
Oh, let's go.
So, and I was with like 50 gays. So
it was you have so many gay friends.
I really do.
Yeah.
I really do. And I didn't realize how many I had until I saw them all in one place. I went, oh, wow, I'm the only straight girl here. Like, this is crazy.
That's hilarious.
Except for my other like married friend who was also there. But it was just magnificent. We did, you know, we got there. We had this big villa. There was staff at the villa. Not as expensive as you'd think, like the whole thing. Food was outrageous. Fresh fruit and pancakes and eggs and everything every morning. Huevos rancheros one morning. We were super hungover. I was doing some drugs in the pool.
Oh,
I was
lovely.
Hanging out in the hot tub. Oof. We went to like a beach bar that was, you know, that that was fun. But I will say this, not for the faint of heart. It was a gay beach club.
Okay.
No women's room. So it was just like one big bathroom.
Okay.
And I did see just a lot of penises and a lot of balls. Mm. And so if you're not prepared for those things, then you gotta make sure.
I don't think I'd be comfortable.
I think you would die, Gia. I think you would have died. Like the thing was that I didn't know. Like, I don't know why I didn't ask or assume or anything. So when I got off the plane, I was waiting in like the pickup area because a couple of my other friends were landing like 15 minutes after me.
Yeah.
So I just waited for them. We could all take the same car. And as I was waiting, I saw like three or four groups of like hot gays coming out. I was like, ooh. And I was traveling with gays.
Is there a festival?
Yeah. I was like, oh my God. Like, look at that. So I'm texting the group. I'm like, is this a gay destination? Like, there are so many hot gays. And everyone was like, yeah, Kelly, what the fuck? Like, I was the only one who didn't
know. That's funny. They set you up.
They really did. So then the whole time, I just was like, I was like, clutching my pearls. Like, oh no.
These gays. They're trying to kill me.
I can't believe, by the way, I didn't say that once all trip, which
what a waste. Hell, damn.
What a waste. But like, yeah, so it was so fabulous, so wonderful.
I need to get
a good time with good friends.
Somewhere tropical so bad.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
so jealous. I saw
you
like
do.
You in that cute pink outfit with the curly hair. I was just like, damn.
My hair was
curly
the whole time.
I need to have like ocean hair. I just need to feel the sun on my skin so bad.
It really was. I had to issue an apology on my TikTok this morning for not updating further. I only put one video of my outfit. I really didn't say much about the rest of the trip.
But that's how you know you're enjoying your vacation.
I was enjoying my vacation, Jay, and I also was hammered the whole time. Like every minute I was like, yesterday I got back Sunday night. So yesterday, Monday, when we were off, it was like a real serious detox day for me. I couldn't believe, like, it was just one of those things where if I had put up a video, it would be me slurring and nobody would like that, you know?
It'd be like Kelly Teller.
Like Kelly Teller. Yeah. Yeah. I'd be like Kelly Teller on vacay. And that's all I kept thinking. Like, I'd make a video and I'd be like, this looks like Kelly Teller on her vacay and I can't be posting it.
Like, only she can pull off that vibe.
Only she can pull that
off,
right? Only she can pull that off. And everybody is already hating me, so it's like, I can't with this right now.
Yeah,
so, but all in all, it was so fun. Major shouts to everyone. And what a coincidence. We woke up today and the New York Times has put out a huge article about Puerto Vallarta. And
oh.
It's like the new place, you know, or not new place, but it's like a popular, wait, the name of it is, hold on, let me say, it's called like the timeless appeal of Puerto Vallarta, literally posted this morning. So if you guys are looking for a spot,
I used to go
it is beautiful.
Have you ever heard of the city La Paz? That's like where my family used to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Lovely little city. And the Baja California, like that strip of land underneath California. Oh,
gorgeous.
Man, I miss it so much. And it was right on the Sea of Cortez, which is
Cortez.
Like the most diverse body of water.
Ooh, oh,
I
right.
I think in the world.
Because it has a bunch. It has all.
It has like every.
Once,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And it's like you could like swim with whale sharks like 500 feet off the shore. It's crazy.
That's really cool. Oh, yeah. My God. I forgot. I have to post a thing like a carousel of pictures and videos and stuff because I have videos of it's mating whale, humpback whale mating.
Oh,
season,
yeah.
Where
and
we
they're
were.
Crazy down there.
They're crazy. And I got to see. I mean, they were. I'll show you a quick video. They are so. I've never been so close to a whale.
I also,
like, I did not know.
I didn't really.
Look at this. Look at that whale tail.
Oh my God, yeah.
And it did that for like 5 minutes. And so they told us that they were like, it's like slapping the whale, for those who are not watching on YouTube. It's just a whale tail very close because we're on a boat at one point, and it's like slapping the water. It was so
mating
loud.
Call?
Yes, apparently mixed between mating and like trying to see like where the whale's at.
Okay.
You know? Because when they were slapping, making the noise, after a few minutes around us, like a little bit further out on all sides, other whales started
Ooh,
doing the
shit.
Same.
Okay.
Almost like they were checking like, hey, you good? You good?
Whales?
It was crazy.
Crazy. That
it
happened to me
so cool.
When I was in Cabo for spring break.
Yeah.
There was just whales. Ugh. Every. I was like, I didn't realize there were so many whales.
Who knew?
Like, I thought that there was like 15 whales.
No.
And there was like... There
no,
was like
there
hundreds
are lots of
and hundreds of whales
no, there are
in this one
whales.
Area because I think it was migrating season for
it
them
is,
during
yeah,
the time.
So they I guess the our boat guy told us this, that they traveled on the coast up from like Washington, California. And I had seen whales off the coast of California before when I go on my wine trips with my girls. We've seen them there, but mostly killer whales. Like I don't always, I've never really
I've
seen
always wanted
whales.
To see a killer whale
they
in
fucking,
the nature.
They are like, they'll make you cry. Like,
yeah,
so,
yeah.
They look like, you know. Like TV, like it's weird. But so they told us that they were, this is their stop, they're like mating down here and then they'll go back up. And so we saw some baby swimming.
Cute.
We saw, like, it was just crazy, like, I don't know, such a fun, exciting thing. I just needed to get the fuck out, like,
yeah,
if you were, and you know, we're right on the cusp of like the seasons changing. It's still a couple weeks, you know. Punxsutawney Phil, we have to kill him dead because he predicted 6 more weeks of winter.
What the fuck,
like
Paul, Phil?
Bitch.
I'm just called him Paul.
No, straight up. Like, how dare you? I'll never get your name right. Like, what a piece of shit. I also do love, though, how they've turned that Groundhog Day thing into, like, this, like, super camp.
Oh, it's a
camp,
huge,
like,
celebration.
No, it's, like, big celebration. And when they, this year when they announced it, when they pulled him out, they were like, he's announced 6 more weeks of winter. And people are
like,
booing.
Boo!
And they're holding him up. And they're like, yes, boo him. I was like, this is so.
Why is no one coming for
theatrics?
Why is no one fighting for Punxsutawney Phil when he gets booed?
No one. Yeah.
Like, justice for Punxsutawney Phil.
Justice for Punxsutawney Phil. No one cares about him. But
yeah.
No, it was so. Everyone literally in the, like, on Twitter,
that's
and stuff,
like,
were like, fuck this guy. Kill him. Skin him. I'm going to wear him as a scarf.
No.
I was like, no.
Oh, my God. That's
but
like
he
one
did.
Of
How
my,
dare he?
One of my, like, bucket list things is to go to Punxsutawney.
To go see. I actually would love to
You
do
have
that
to
too.
Wake up at, like, 3 a.m.,
yeah.
though, because they do it at, like, the crack of dawn,
yep.
I guess. Like,
and it's become such a huge event now.
Yeah.
But it's so funny, regardless. And so, yeah, all in all, fabulous. If you can. If you can get the hell out of the house, get somewhere warm.
Yeah, I need to touch grass for real.
Yeah.
I was like fighting for my life on Twitter, like on Valentine's Day, like in the car, like crying.
I was off the whole the whole time. Yeah. I said, you know what? I'm not going to let any of this. I didn't post anything on Twitter. I don't even think I was retweeting. Like, I was like, I'm not going to let Twitter ruin this one vacation for me.
Yeah.
And it was nice. But I did check in on yesterday, Monday, to see what was going on. And you were fighting for your life.
Yeah.
People are all over you still about being an Eagles fan, huh?
Yeah.
They just won't let it go.
They won't let it go.
Ugh.
That apparently I hate Taylor Swift. I it's just like, I'm fighting with these people that like are just so...
Well, they're fake. Mean. You know? They're so mean.
It's
well, they're
just like so mean.
Nothing's meaner than a teenage girl on Twitter.
Yeah, and it's just and like annoying are, because the like they like are taking these personal shots at me. And I'm like, well, you guys have the luxury of hiding behind these stupid anonymous exactly. accounts, so like I can't take shots back at you. Mm-hmm. And like also like, why are we taking personal shots? Like we're talking about Taylor Swift. Like we're talking about.
No, it's
a
crazy.
Super Bowl game. It's just it's so it sucks.
Engaging. It got too personal. People
yeah,
were like,
yeah.
Girls were calling me like whore bag. I was like, okay, this is too much.
Yeah,
like, people were like, oh, you know, to call me old and stuff. And
yeah,
I'm like, it's one thing when like the incel men's do that. But,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
When the girls pile on. It's like, what the fuck.
Yeah, but that's how
we talked about that last episode that we shouldn't. We're all on the same side. We shouldn't be fighting or anything. But I think I have my breakup with Twitter/X is going well.
Yeah,
I'm. I think I might write, I keep talking about this like I'm gonna, but I think I might really write a big thing about like, it's the hardest breakup I've ever had in my life, truly.
Yeah.
And I feel very out of the loop. I came in and sat down.
I know, I feel so out of
the
loop.
Everyone was talking about stuff, and I had no idea what anybody was talking
yeah.
about, like when I came and sat down. And I was like, I know I was off the grid, but I wasn't that off the grid.
Yeah.
But it's being off Twitter, it does suck. So
I deleted,
you gotta figure it out.
Deleted the app.
Smart.
I think on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been off since, yeah.
Gotta do it.
Gotta do it.
Like
and it's literally been like, la, 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 la. Like, that's how
like
my brain feels. Yeah.
Life.
Like,
yeah,
I'm
exactly.
just like, yay. Like, no, everyone likes me.
Yeah.
Mindless and careless. Literally.
Where the
troubles and bright walls are fleeting.
No,
when you're dancing through life.
What is the, what is it? The, life is pain, or no. Life's more painless
when
for
the brainless. Yeah,
fighting too hard.
Life's less painless for the when you're brainless.
When you're brainless. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. Whatever you guys.
Why
know
think
what we're
too
about.
Hard when it's so soothing
that's
dancing through
us.
Life? Yeah, literally.
So yeah, that's what's going on in the world of us. I would say the world of Taylor is similarly dormant.
Yeah,
and I'm happy for her.
Yeah,
happy
me too.
About that. She's also seemingly off Twitter. We did get a Entertainment Tonight blurb. You know, a reliable source, basically that Travis and Taylor are on vacation and they're going to be hanging out for a while and leave them alone.
Yay!
This past weekend was the SNL 50
yeah.
Extravaganza, which was exciting.
Did you watch?
I watched bits and pieces. Yeah. I haven't watched top to bottom yet. We also had, White Lotus happened this weekend.
Yeah.
But then we also had... Jason Kelsey went on Kylie's pod. We'll
yep.
talk a little bit about that. We also saw a little something from, I guess that ties in with the Kylie pod, the term WAG and whether or not we like that term.
Hmm.
We're up for discussion.
Hmm.
And then what else? I think and then Taylor won a couple of, she's the, hold on, I screenshotted it. She is the, Global Queen of Vinyl Sales.
Oh,
she won
okay.
the Global Sales Award for the fifth time in terms of,
Global
vinyls
queen.
And selling records. So that's exciting. Congratulations to our girl. No surprise whatsoever.
Nope.
No Taylor on the SNL 50.
Oh,
we
and
start there.
Travis has a month to retire.
Oh, yeah. And oh, right. We'll talk a little bit about Travis's football career in
yeah.
the future,
yeah.
which is, oh, my God. Ooh. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So let's start off at SNL 50, though, because I thought that Taylor might show up.
Yeah, I know. Me, too. For some reason, I don't know why I did.
I don't know why I thought
well,
I
she's
that
been,
too.
Like, kind of a prominent character in,
for sure.
in SNL, and she's done, you know, with Red, Taylor's version coming
mm-hmm.
out, she went back on SNL.
Mm-hmm.
She introduced Ice Spice.
Yep.
Recently, she did the three set versions recently,
mm-hmm.
so she's definitely still very
she's
much
kind
involved.
Of, yeah, she's kind of in the fam, so I thought for sure, but hopefully instead she's just on vacay, and they did, in fact, use one of her songs in one of the best sketches of the night, another Domingo.
Yeah.
What was it? It was like an anniversary or like a, it wasn't yeah, a wedding.
Yeah, it was like a vow renewal party or something.
Vow renewal yeah. party. And it was Sabrina Carpenter. Yeah. Who, by the way, is so, I just love her in everything. Like,
she
I need her everywhere.
Is so fabulous. She needs She's to so host. Funny. She needs to do the Timothée Chalamet host yeah. and musical guest.
Yes, she does. I would love her to do that. Yeah. But, so it was a, yeah, vow renewal. All the same people. Domingo. We've got Paul, Pablo Pascal.
Yeah.
We've got, wait, am I right? Paul Pedro.
Pedro. Pablo Pascal.
Pablo Pascal. Pedro Pascal. Because I was going to say Paul Mescal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you were going with. That's hilarious.
Oh my
Pablo
God.
Picasso.
Pedro Picasso. Paul Mescal, Pedro Pascal. So it was yeah. Pedro Pascal, Bad Bunny.
Yes.
And,
who's so hot.
Who's so hot and so funny. Yeah. Like, so funny. And, Domingo, they were the family. It was hilarious. But they did a You Belong With Me parody.
Yeah.
And it was all the girls. And it was just great. I love that bit. I think that bit is like...
It's very funny.
Marcelo...
Hernandez
is
yeah.
his last name. Marcelo is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Like, I really, really like think he's hilarious. He's got great timing on everything. And he cracks me up. You know who I also love? I don't think he was in this skit, but I have to give him a major shout out because he probably thinks I'm a creeper. I'm always favoriting every single thing he does is Michael Longfellow. I am like obsessed with him.
I don't know who that is.
He looks like Michael a vampire. Long. Like,
oh,
straight up.
Yes, yes.
He looks exactly like Tom Mullins.
Yeah,
and
he does.
I am obsessed with him. Like, I cannot get enough.
He's very funny.
There was a skit that he did a couple weeks ago with Heidi Gardner where yeah. it was like a, like, you're in love with your mom's, get like a Freudian.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah.
And I was streaming tears. I'm still laughing at it, even talking about it. So he was really good. No Bill Hader. People were upset about that.
Yeah.
But where is Bill Hader?
I don't know where he is, but apparently like he like hated his time on SNL so much.
Really? Like, that he's like, no, yeah. this. Gia, I've been taking a little look see at my bank account lately. Mm. I went on that trip. I've been spending some money and I need to tighten it up a little bit. Okay.
Yeah.
I've been spending willy nilly, just acting like I'm the richest woman in the world. And there have been lately a lot of things that I have signed up for in the middle of the night or signed up for accidentally.
You're telling me
that I need to just get out of. And thankfully, Rocket Money is here to help me out, help me clean everything up, and help me make sure that I am managing my money correctly.
Yep. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. You can easily create a personalized budget with custom categories to help you keep your spending on track and see your monthly spending trends in each category to know exactly where your money is going. And Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. So cancel your unwanted subscription and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/Keegs today. That's rocketmoney.com/Keegs.
Keegs.
And rocketmoney.com/Keegs.
Anyway, so yeah, Bill Hader wasn't there.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw some interview. It was like him and Andy Samberg or somebody. And,
yeah.
he was like talking about how it like gave him such bad anxiety. Like SNL like gave him like the worst anxiety ever, so like he was Aww. Just like I hate being there, I hate like it any like reminding myself of that time.
Aww.
But I don't know if that's exactly true.
Uh-huh. Well, did you see the sketch they did like on anxiety?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like everyone at SNL has anxiety.
I know,
like,
I was like
yang. That was hilarious.
Yeah, it was funny.
I can't help but compare it to us, like to Barstool.
Yeah,
I know it's not the same, and like on the level of fame and
like intensity
and work and intensity and whatever. It's obviously we don't do a weekly live comedy sketch show, but the dynamic between
But we
everyone,
definitely do all have anxiety
we
for
we
sure.
We definitely all have anxiety. Yeah. And the performing of it all and us having to be front-facing and also the like camaraderie of all the castmates and stuff. Like that
yeah.
made me think of us. And, you know, they're a family like we're a family.
Yeah.
So I like that. But, yeah, no less Taylor stuff than I thought. The Pete Davidson... John Mulaney like skit about New York City like coming back. I was peeing, Gia, like,
well,
so
that's
funny.
My favorite sketch, SNL sketch ever is the last lobster in the diner, and then they do like the Les Mis thing.
Yes, yes.
So I'm every time they like bring that back, I love it. That, yeah, that was so funny.
Hilarious.
I love John Mulaney. I feel like he kind of got like too. the shit end of the stick, like in the press with like the whole like Olivia Munn stuff, like whatever.
I was like leading the charge on that. I was really? Well, at the time, it was such a, I walk it back. I used to have a lot of very strong opinions immediately. And then, you know, I would just be like,
well,
I'm
I mean, it's to be fair also because like, you know, he like had this wife and they got divorced and then all of a sudden Olivia Munn's pregnant and like he was just going through rehab. Like
he like
Anna Marie Tendler. Like,
oh, I know the whole lore.
Yeah.
He was married to Anna Marie or Anna Tendler. And but he made like his first like two or three specials were all about like getting married to her and being married to her and they don't want kids.
Yeah.
And this, that, whatever. And then we find out he's got a coke problem and he goes to rehab and then he comes out of rehab and he gets Olivia Munn pregnant immediately. And what bothered me, I actually talk more shit about Olivia Munn, which is probably not fair. And but at the time she it had come out that she had been like emailing him while he was married, being like, oh, I'm so, you're so funny. They had met at a wedding and she was all over him. Like there was a lot of stuff. And then Olivia Munn, I already didn't like her because of the stuff with, I believed the rumors of like Aaron Rodgers and she separated him from his family. And she's always kind of like, she did that, that like techie show forever ago where she was just like the hot girl doing tech stuff. Like I forget what, I can't remember what it was, but it was in like the 2000s, and so that's why like every guy was like in love with her and whatever, and I really liked her a lot. And then I kind of was like sketchy, but now they have like, you know, I think they might be pregnant again, or they have at least one kid, her and John Mulaney, and you know, he's sober now and seems to be doing great. I've seen him post rehab. I like saw him do that special.
He looks sexy.
Winery. He looks great. Well, he's always been.
Yeah,
like, I've always.
But he's
been
like hotter than usual.
Yes, he does. He's got good hair right now. He's got that new thing coming out. Like he used to have that Everybody's in LA.
Yeah,
it was like a brief. It was like a short-lived thing, and then now he's got a talk show coming that's like Everybody's on TV or something. I forget exactly what it's called, but I just think he's so funny and quirky and cool. And when I watched his Everybody's in LA thing, I was like, this is exactly what I wish that I could do. Like everything that I ever tried to do with like On the Other Line or whatever, like if I were funnier and cooler and smarter, it would have been that, you know what I mean? And so I just always felt that way. And I just love him and I'm proud of him. And I take back all the mean shit that I said about Olivia Munn just because it was unnecessary.
Yeah, I feel
sometimes
like
you don't need to be mean.
Yeah, that's true. I feel
I've
like
grown a lot in the last 3 years.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Well, also I feel like more stuff has come out like about it and also like Anna Marie Tendler had that autobiography come out and
People hated that.
It did not paint her in a good light.
No,
it just made her seem very male-centric, like her whole life revolved around male validation.
She's an artist, like she's very like art heavy, so she's like inspired by people and things, and then like that's how she does her art. So like everything that she has and does, like all of her photos and stuff are all very like when she and John Mulaney broke up, all of her photos she would take were like her in a dark, I think I assume
they
bought, like dark house, dark room, not eating, like it was a lot of that. So it was just like, it's a hard time. People go through a hard time, you know?
Yeah.
They had a dog, Petunia died. Ugh, poor Petunia. A lot of drama there. But all in all, the star, like, I've never seen more stars in one building, I don't think.
Yeah.
SNL 50. Like, every time they would show somebody else in the audience, like, the surrounding people in the audience, it was just every famous person on earth. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, fucking hilarious.
That was very funny. When it was like, he's very jarring sitting next to Adam Driver.
Yeah. And that intense energy you're feeling to your left is Adam Driver. And right now he's acting like he's not attracted to me.
Yeah.
And I was like,
so funny.
She's so funny. Like,
very
amazing.
Unexpected.
Oh.
Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
Ryan Reynolds
extremely
and Blake
unexpected.
Lively. That wasn't unexpected. I didn't expect to see them there at all.
Yeah, they did like a red carpet beforehand.
Well, they're pulling up Beyonce, Jay-Z. Go on the carpet because we got nothing to hide kind of thing.
Right, make everything look like we're A-okay. And I mean, loved her dress.
Loved her dress. First of all, they both looked fantastic.
Yeah.
Better than ever.
He kind of looks a little tired.
He does look tired. He looks, he does.
He kind of looks like he's going through it.
They like are going through it though. Like I feel like it's, you know, whatever. But here's the thing. So I have two questions. While they were at the SNL thing, we've got Justin Baldoni living La Vida Loca in Hawaii.
Yeah.
He's living his life in Hawaii. Everybody's fine right now. Okay. people were, at least on my side of the algorithm, were being like, oh, Justin's so torn up and so upset that he's like in Hawaii living his life. It's him like laughing, like playing. The paparazzi photos. And then like the next day, Blake and Ryan are on the carpet and people are saying the exact same thing. Like, oh, they're so distraught, but they're out at SNL.
Yeah.
So it's like both arguments can be made on both sides for that situation. What do you think about Ryan making that joke of them being like, oh, hey, Ryan, whatever, what's going on? And he's like, why, what have you heard? And then being like, nothing, nothing, just cool stuff. And like moving on. What did you think of that? Genuinely, because I won't even say my thoughts, because I genuinely want to know, because I can't tell if I am brainwashed by the other side or what.
Well, I was like, oop. And I kind of was like, I didn't really think anything of it, to be honest. Like, I kind of was just like, oh, shit. Like, I can't believe that they made a joke about it. And then it was kind of like, okay, well, if they are going to address it in any way, I guess that's kind of a good way to go about it. Just be like, oh, like, what are you guys talking about? You know what I mean? And then just kind of move along. I feel like they can't not live their life, you know? Like, they can't not go out and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's good kind of just to address the elephant in the room and move on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely interesting choice. I don't know how that'll uphold in the court of law.
So, okay, yes. That is what everyone is saying. So I saw it. I thought it was hilarious. I said, oh, that's funny. That's a great way to, everybody's thinking about it.
Yeah.
He says like, why, what's going on? And they're kind of brushing right past it. Yeah. Obviously, both of them are getting dragged. But here's the thing. If Blake Lively stood up and said that, I'd be like, okay, interesting. It was her husband. It's Ryan who's getting accused of running this whole thing, whatever. People are up in arms being like, oh my God, the lawyer, even fucking Baldoni's lawyer is already putting out videos of himself being like, I'm just surprised that they would even joke about sexual harassment and whatever. And I'm like, that was not the joke. I feel like we're getting to, I don't know. That's why I can't tell. I don't know if I trust my own views on it, because I don't think that that takes away from the fact that there's like, that there are these like sexual harassment allegations.
No.
Like, I think that those still exist.
Yeah, no.
And you can still make a joke that literally, I mean, they made a joke about it at the fucking, what did Chelsea Handler host? The SAG Awards or whatever. Yeah. They're making jokes about that. Everybody else is making jokes. What are they going to sit there like, like, no, they have to go with the flow at this point. Like, no one cares about the woe is me line anymore.
And
you
they all
I mean?
Know. Like, Blake and Ryan know that everyone's thinking that when they show up to an event or whatever. So it's like,
and they have to address it. And by the way, when he said that, Blake was like laughing and smiling next to him. And she, I'm sure it's like planned and she's acting.
Yeah.
But she like looked up at him, like angrily freaking out. Like, I can't believe you said that. Like, obviously joke. But I think we got to relax about the whole thing. I think it's gotten to the point where it is so toxic on both sides.
Yeah.
And it's such a, like, the people immediately online being like, wow, I wonder how the lawyers are going to think about this. Wow, they've totally dismantled their argument with this joke. I'm like, nobody's a lawyer, by the way, on Twitter.
Yeah.
No one's a fucking lawyer. What the fuck are you talking about? It's, like, driving me crazy. Another reason why I can't be on Twitter. But
yeah.
I just don't know.
I do wonder, like if that can be presented in a type of way of being like, oh, like.
I'm sure Justin's lawyer can
I'm sure there is a type of way to do that. But I don't see that having any, like, you know, having any longevity or having any like matter in the, and you know, no one's gonna take that point and be like, oh, you know, they made a joke about it. They're definitely not serious.
Clearly they made
it
up.
People make jokes in life about very serious, very serious things that happen to them. Like, it's like,
I make serious dark jokes 100 times a day.
Yeah.
Like, what, like, I just don't understand how, I don't know that. So I'm so curious.
I kind of do get that though. Like, You're in the middle of a very serious, you know, lawsuit that's all over public eye. Everyone's talking about it, whatever. And then to go to like a very big event, you know, everyone's smiley, making jokes. It does kind of seem like, oh, if I was in the other, if I was in Justin Baldoni's camp, I'd be like, oh, this is the perfect thing to use to take advantage of, to manipulate into saying that they don't care. They're fine. Oh, they're going out. So I was surprised just to see them, because I do feel like that could be manipulated, but I'm happy because, you can't like hide in your life. You can't.
I mean, we haven't seen them in months. Like it's been, yeah, besides exactly. Ryan has gone out a couple of times.
He did that
Ryan
one like Hugh Jackman thing.
Yeah, his like so opening like, night of his play.
I don't
we
know.
We haven't seen Blake.
Like, are people supposed to? Are they just supposed to like hide in their house until March 2026? This lawsuit isn't going to be in court until 2026.
Can I also be honest? I don't think Blake needs to hide from anything. I think Blake put in a complaint about how this guy was a fucking creep on set. He blew it up into the biggest lawsuit in the world, and now we have to victim shame her into hiding. As if. You know
I agree.
What I mean? I just get on that page. But I just, and then if Justin Baldoni's allowed to be in Hawaii living it up, like then she can go to fucking SNL 50.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, let it happen. She's a celebrity too. Justin wishes he was invited. Ugh. I just hate Justin so much.
Yeah.
I'm so biased because I hate Justin. But so that was interesting. And a lot of people have a lot of opinions on that. So I am curious about what people really think about it.
There was, you know, some press and stuff to come out of SNL 50, some interviews and stuff. Lorne Michaels did an interview with Vulture.
Yes.
And he said that Taylor called him in 2015 and asked... well, she was asked to appear in a skit that made fun of her, like the Girl Squad and the Bad Blood music video. And she actually called him, Taylor called Lorne Michaels directly to say that not only was she not appear in the video, but she wanted Michaels to kill the sketch entirely, Lorne replied. And then he said, Taylor, I do not negotiate with terrorists, before hanging up the phone.
I'll tell you something right now. I don't like that at all.
I know. I don't like that at all.
I don't like it at all. Obviously, everything is all fine. This was years and years ago, but it was at the height of her, of like people
like
shitting
bullying,
on her.
Yeah.
And specifically for like her girl group, the Bad Blood thing. Like there was a lot of that going on. And I think now, I mean, I'm surprised. Are the Swifties pissed about that? I feel like, are the Swifties canceling Lorne Michaels?
Yeah,
right now?
I don't know.
I didn't know this story. I didn't hear anything about it. But if anyone, imagine... When you told me that story when we sat down, because I didn't see it, I thought it was like today, like recent.
Yeah.
I was about to be like, oh, well, Lorne Michaels can never go outside again. Like what? Like he's going to get killed by a Swiftie.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Because I just think like, I understand that, you know, comedy is subjective and you have to be able to laugh at yourself and some things are funny and whatever. But if like, let's see, 2015, she would have been 25. The 25-year-old girl, 26-year-old girl calls you up. And she's like, hey, I know you asked me to appear in this sketch and you want me to like make fun or whatever, but I'm actually having the worst fucking time of my life.
Yeah.
I'm like essentially hiding in suitcases because people are giving me shit. I'm worried about my safety. I'm worried about my life. Can you please maybe just like push this one off? And he goes, I'm not negotiating with terrorists, and hangs up the phone.
Yeah.
I'm saying fuck you to SNL for the rest of my life. And I actually can't believe that she like became okay with it. I guess the sketch itself ended up being fine. It had like Tina Fey and
Maya Rudolph
and ended up being fine. I didn't go back and see the sketch, but after the fact, Taylor, I guess, sent flowers to Lorne and was like, hope there's no bad blood.
After the episode was released, Taylor reportedly contacted Lorne again. She allegedly sent flowers and a note that said, I hope there's no bad blood. So to me, it kind of feels like she maybe was like worried that this was just going to add on to the hate that she was already getting. Lorne being, you know, the strict asshole that he is, said
everybody does
we don't
know.
Negotiate with terrorists. Hanging up is crazy.
Hanging up is crazy and super fucking rude, by the way.
And all, yes, yeah, so rude. And then maybe, you know, after it, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, members of a dope squad, is what
they
were.
Right. I feel like I do remember this now that I'm
but
thinking about it.
Maybe like after it came out, she kind of realized that it wasn't as deep or as is mean
as
or didn't send, you know, a wave of hate, wasn't as mean as she thought it was gonna be. So she was kind of like, oh, I hope everything's good.
Yeah.
But
which again,
clearly
there's no bad blood, 'cause she's been on a million times since then. But I also just, I don't know, that does rub me the wrong way, hearing that story.
Yeah.
I just feel like maybe I would have been like, hey girl, listen, I know people are giving you shit, you feel like you're on the, you know, bottom of the totem pole, and I promise like it's all gonna be good. Like we're not like shitting all over you, whatever. So, but I do wonder, like, what was his tone in repeating that story? You know what I mean? Like, was he like, listen, Taylor, I don't negotiate with terrorists. Like, he didn't actually say that.
Yeah.
Or did he literally actually say that? Like, I would love to know.
Yeah.
How that all went about, because
also,
you know, some people take things out of context.
Yeah. Well, it's what he said. Like he said it himself.
Well, no, true, but I wonder if it was like his tone, you know, if he's in the tone he said it with his voice. Like,
right.
If it was just like a, listen, girl, I don't negotiate with terrorists, when it's like this, you know. But who knows? I don't know.
Also, like, she was like what you said, like 25, and also like this wasn't the what seemed like the peak of her career, but like obviously she had so much more to go. But maybe in his head he's like, oh, like this young girl like thinks that she can like tell me how to run my show, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Could have. Right. Taylor, I mean, she was famous, but she wasn't as famous, certainly not as famous or powerful as she is now.
Yeah.
And but no, it really was right on the, it was like the peak of the shit, because the, you know, Reputation came out in 2017. So this was right, either right before or right after, probably the right before the like Kanye phone call. Let's see. When was the Kanye?
That was like 2017, right? 2016?
No, because 2016 was when all that shit went down. Okay, so, but in 2015 is when they tried to like reconcile. So she was trying to like get on the way.
Yeah,
back up.
Yeah.
She gave him the Video Vanguard Award, but then he put out the song Famous in 2016, and then so 2017 is when Reputation came out.
Right.
So it was like,
right. Okay.
But
yeah, 20.
But people were really hating on her a lot at that time. So I
just
I feel
like
bad.
Yeah, for like everything. Yeah,
but I guess, you know, no one's exempt from comedy. That's what they say.
Yeah, I guess so.
In the comedy world, and if you can't, you know, what I don't like sometimes about like comedy and comedians. I love, you know, I love comedians. I love comedy. I love jokes. I love, you know, all that shit. But sometimes I don't like when comedians get mad when people don't think something is funny, when they're like, oh come on, like, oh, you can't even joke.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
well, it's
oh, you can't
funny.
Joke about anything
can't
anymore
about anything. Can't do anything anymore. It's like,
maybe
no,
you're
just
not funny
about your comedy.
Yeah,
yeah, it's
yeah.
Like maybe your shit's just whack, like I don't know, I'm not laughing.
Yeah.
You know, gee, fresh coming off Mexico. A main issue of mine in Mexico or any place that is warm is my hair always. I've got curly hair and it's frizz city everywhere I go. And unfortunately I forgot to bring my Blissy pillowcase.
Yeah,
which I know would have helped me out with the frizz, would have helped me out from the breakage.
Well, you could look how gorgeous.
Well, now
your hair looks.
I slept
now.
On it last night. Yeah. Now I came home finally to my Blissy pillowcase and now my hair is looking fabulous. So shout out to Blissy and truly thank you, because
yes.
Wow, did my hair look bad.
I feel like people always are complimenting me on my skin. I do have one pimple right now, but that's because I was going through a lot of stress this weekend.
Extremely true.
But I will say my skin, my hair has felt softer. My skin feels amazing with Blissy. It's like the satin pillowcase, so it just changes everything about your hair, your skin, eliminates frizz. It's actually better than satin. It's made made from synthetics, rough. Oh wait, oops, wait, what? Better than satin, it says.
Oh.
Okay, well, I'll just...
Interesting. Oh, yeah.
Blissy is better than satin, and it eliminates frizz.
Better than satin?
I know. I can't believe that.
Oh, my God.
And it helps prevent breakouts and blemishes. Also, it's naturally cooling and breathable. So for people that sweat in the night like me, all of that oil and grossness builds up on your pillowcase. So it's so nice to have Blissy. Makes everything feel better on your skin and overall better sleep. So because you're a listener, Blissy is offering 60 nights risk-free plus an additional 30% off when you shop at blissy.com/taylorwatch. That's blissy.com/taylorwatch and use code taylorwatch to get an additional 30% off. Your skin and hair will thank you.
So, well, whatever. But obviously that was 2015. No need to dwell on the past. Apparently Taylor doesn't seem to be doing that now. Hopefully she's on vacay somewhere with Travis, who Travis,
ooh,
is the sun setting on his football career?
The clock is ticking for sure. I don't know. I really feel like he's gonna
either.
I think he's gonna sign one more year.
I kind of feel okay. So the details are apparently something to do with his contract, and I think Gia has a little DM to read us about it. So maybe read that first, and then
shout out to this queen for sending us kind of like a full breakdown.
Perfect. Thank you, queen.
Okay. I wanted to call BS on something Travis said on New Heights today. On the pod, he said that he was going to kick any decision down the road on whether he was going to return to the Chiefs. However, the Chiefs don't really have that luxury. In Travis's current contract, he has a roster bonus of $11.5 million to be paid out on March 14th, 2025.
Boy.
There is no way the Chiefs are going to pay him that money for him to just retire on March 15th. There's basically three scenarios. The Chiefs force him to retire and use the money they will save to rebuild an O-line and get younger talent. Two, they restructure a deal where Travis stays on the team but is paid less money. Or three, the deal stays the same and he's back next year, unlikely. With forced retirement on the table, Swifties should be prepared for a lot of misogynistic storylines about how she ended his career or distracted him too much. Mm-hmm. I can see the firestorm so clearly in my mind with how recent media has been and want non-sports ball Swifties to be aware.
That is, Gia, great spot in the DMs. Thank you to this queen for submitting it, because that is so true.
It's
so,
very true.
As like a basic summary, we also saw another guy, I can't remember who, Shannon Sharp, right? Talking about it on like a new, on a, I don't think it was Shannon Sharp, talking about it on a clip, being like, Travis only has till March, whatever the fuck. So yeah, essentially, Travis can't really kick the can down the road. Like, he's going to decide in a month now to decide whether or not he's coming back next year. And I'll be honest, like, his, the way he was feeling, seemed to be feeling on New Heights, seemed defeated and upset and kind of like, listen, technically, I'm doing all I can. Physically, I'm getting a little old. And I think that was really the message coming out. And he essentially said, like, if my body has one more year in me, I'll do it. But I'm not even sure that that's true.
Yeah.
And I need to think about it and whatever. So, yes, I kind of in my head was thinking, like, you know, if they won, I think he would have retired. Like, if he won, if they won the Super Bowl, I think it would have been without question. The fact they didn't win, I do think there's a little bit of
I want one more,
but who kind of, he already has so many.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's so hard, like, because if they won the Super Bowl, I don't know. I feel like maybe they would have been so hyped that he'd be like, let's fucking go,
let's
run
go
it
one
back.
More time.
Like, let's do it. Like,
true,
this,
true.
Whatever. But then also with, I kind of lost my train of thought, but.
Body, physical.
With them losing, I feel like, you know, you're so sad, you're so like melancholy, you're just like, oh, like, I don't even want to, you know, should I even play anymore?
True,
like, you're questioning everything.
True.
I don't know.
I think that kind of happens like right away, but I think when you are like physically, you don't feel like you're able to do it anymore. It's like, Travis doesn't strike me as a guy who's going to like quit, you know what I mean? Or like give up.
Yeah, no, no,
no. So I feel
no.
like he would only stop if he knew that he couldn't do it again.
Yeah, yeah.
And the way that he talked about it with Jason, he went through being like, also other people were talking about it, how like Travis is always like, you know, top to bottom, doing everything he can, the same workouts he was doing when he first joined the league, and people were like begging him to take a break, relax, save your strength, save your speed, and he like wouldn't do it. He's like, this is always how I practice, and this is going to be how I continue to practice. Shouldn't matter how old I am, shouldn't matter, you know, X, Y, and Z, whatever. And I do think that that's important, but that is something so important / serious to remember, that if he does retire this year, it will be a shitstorm like you've never seen before when it comes to Taylor Swift, made him quit football. All he wants to do is hang out with his girlfriend. All he wants to do is this and that. And it's going to be fucking gross. And that is something that I want him to resign just so we can push that off.
I know, right?
You know what I mean? Like, and it's not her fault. Of course it's not anything to do with that, but people will latch on to literally anything.
People are going to say that for sure, but there's also just like no ground for them to stand on when Travis is like saying it verbatim, like on New Heights, being like, I'm feeling older. I'm feeling like this, you know, I might have to hang up the cleats.
They love to cherry pick.
Yeah,
they love to decide.
There's definitely going to be.
People are going to pretend like they never saw that. They're going to be like, clearly Taylor pressured him into whatever, even though less than a month ago, things are coming out where it's like, where he himself was like, Taylor told me to play as long as I want to play.
Yeah.
Keep on going. Like, she's working, I'm working, we're both doing our best. Like, physically, they're the same age doing this, not the same amount of work. But to be honest, I don't know. The Eras Tour, would you say performing 3.5 hours of the Eras Tour 3 times a weekend is just as much as playing one football game a week? Yeah, I think I would. I think I would. Workout wise. Do you think?
No.
Obviously, she's not getting hit in the face.
Yeah.
Cardio wise, though?
Cardio,
knees, she's
cardio,
heels.
Yeah.
I honestly might put them right next to each other, because here's the thing. They're obviously, the football players are obviously training nonstop all week long. They're getting hit. They're lifting weights. They're doing this. They're doing that. But Taylor is also performing, running around a stage 3.5 hours, 3 nights a week minimum.
Yeah.
She's training every day. She's lifting weights. She's still, the only difference is she's not getting hit by other huge people.
Yeah.
The
thing that makes it different is the fact that she does it 3 times a week rather than once a week.
Right.
So, and yeah, I think that's harder. I mean, it, yeah.
You mean Taylor's is harder or Travis is harder?
Yeah,
I think it's...
I don't know. I don't know. Getting hit by a fucking 300-pound defensive lineman once a week is...
I'm not necessarily saying the concert is harder. I'm saying that they're equal. I'm saying that they're are on equal
planes.
They're
on equal playing fields for sure.
When it comes to their bodies.
Yes,
1,000%. And they are the exact same age. Yes. Like Travis is, what, 2 months older than Taylor? Like, they're, you know what I mean? And so if you're thinking about physical, like... She is probably the most fit she's ever been just because she has to be for all that cardio and that amount of time. Like 10.5 hours a week of nonstop movement and all that shit. I don't know. It's just, it feels like they are kind of on the same page. And if she's done doing that and is tired, like I wonder if she could, if she tomorrow was like, let's run it back 2 more years, like that we'd be like, girl, you're crazy, need a nap, like, take a nap, go to the beach, like whatever. And I feel like, you know, maybe some people say that about Travis Kelce, but I do also recall last year before Travis came back, people were saying that he needed to retire anyway because they were like, he's getting old, he's not doing well in practice, the first few games of the year he's not doing that well, they always wait until the end of the season for him to kind of pull out all of his stuff. Like, people were already sort of saying that. So I do hope if he does end up retiring that you know, the headlines are kept at a minimum, but I just know that they won't be.
Yeah.
And we got to be prepared. And we also have to be prepared to not get so mad. Like, I think that that is really, like, we need to be mad for sure about the misogyny, but to be as mad out loud and argue with people on Twitter and argue online and whatever is not going to make it go away. Everybody knows that it's clickbait. Everybody knows that everyone wants to come on and stir that shit up and talk shit. Just, like, don't even perpetuate the narrative. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking bullshit if it happens. And we just got to keep that mindset.
Yeah.
You know, or at least I think.
Yeah. I really wonder if he's going to retire or not. I
have
feel
no
like,
idea.
Just based off of how he was with New Heights and the season that he had this year, I would say no.
Yeah.
Because he did not have a great season. Mm-hmm. He, you know, just looking back at the footage from the Super Bowl, he was moving slowly. It just didn't seem like he was all there, honestly.
Definitely not. Definitely not. And also, but, by the way, in other games, too, it didn't. He wasn't like, what did he get, like 2 touchdowns all year? 3 touchdowns all year?
Yeah, I think maybe 1 or 2. 2 or 3, maybe.
Like, barely. And you know what also makes me think... that he might make peace with that kind of ending is that Jason didn't have a really great last season either. You know what I mean? Like his, and
they
I
lost
to
the Super Bowl.
Lost in the Super Bowl. Hate to compare like that, but it's true. And I think that it's just something to think about.
Yeah. But it's also like there comes more with just like playing, you know, you're losing a huge leader, a huge voice on the team. That's like a huge part about it. So
of course.
And, you know, also Travis can still be involved with the Chiefs like the same way Jason is with the Eagles and all that stuff. But, yeah, I mean, with these options that this person, like, you know, it says, they say, like, Chiefs force him to retire, use the money to, like, rebuild. Like, yeah, it's $11.5 million on the line, you know?
It's
like,
a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, so.
Who's, like, next man up, though? Because, again, I think part of the Travis of it all is his connection with Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, does Pat Mahomes have, like, a second guy that he, like, kind of goes well with like he would with Travis?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, that would be, like, the whole thing is, like, rebuilding kind of the team.
Right. Interesting.
We'll have to see.
Well, it's mid-March, we'll know.
Yeah.
So, damn.
I hope he is taking, you know, it's not, a month is not a long time, but at least he has some time to just figure out what he wants to do.
It's not enough time to, like, think, I feel. Like,
I know.
Feel
it's such a it's such a huge decision. But
huge.
At the same time, like, honestly, well, I don't know how his mindset is, but for me, when it comes to, like, making decisions, the less time, the better. Like, I'll just make the decision on the spot. You know what I mean? Like, the more you dwell on it, the more you think about it, the more it's like, oh, my God, am I making the right decision? You wake up one day and you think it's the right decision. You wake up the next day and you're like, oh, my God, this is the complete wrong decision.
Great point.
I'd rather just, you know, have the deadline come up and I gotta do something.
Gotta get this done. Yeah. Right. But yes or no and whatever I'm feeling that day.
Yeah.
You know?
I think no matter what, Travis... He obviously knows what's best for him at the end of the day. So
absolutely,
we shall support him no matter what.
We'll support him on whatever he does. And again, our listener is correct. You just gotta
batten down the hatches.
Be prepared. Don't be surprised. Don't fly off the handle. Don't get in fights with people. Like, it's just, you know, we gotta stay chill about it.
Mm-hmm.
As far as you know. That would take away a lot for us. We wouldn't be able to watch Taylor being a wag. at yeah. the games, which WAG seems to be now a nickname that the WAGs don't necessarily
yeah,
like.
Is it like a derogatory term now?
I don't think it's... Maybe it's insulting, but
Kylie
no.
Kelsey said that she doesn't like to be called a WAG
Kylie
either.
Kylie Kelsey doesn't like to be called a WAG. Allison Kutch?
Yeah,
Kutch. Doesn't like to be called Kutch. A WAG. And I actually understood Kylie's reasoning. I think Allison's sentiments were mirrored there.
Yeah.
The reasoning mostly is like, it makes it sound like your life revolves entirely yeah. around your man.
Yeah.
And I'm completely there. I think calling Taylor a WAG doesn't really apply there because she is so.
Yeah, because everyone knows that she's not actually she's, like.
It's not actually yeah, revolving. Yeah. I think it's kind of like she's a WAG on the side. You yeah. know what I mean? But WAG, of course, wives and girlfriends, if you don't, we all know.
To me,
point.
WAG is like the dream term.
Of course. Term of endearment. And it's like, I never would have thought that that was like your main thing. But I guess.
But I get why. Totally. I totally get, like, especially with like Kylie, you know, Allison too. Like these mm-hmm. women have very established careers. Mm-hmm. They do other things. Like even
athletes.
If, even if these wives and girlfriends don't have a career, like they're just, or they're Allison just taking care of their kids, whatever mm-hmm. it is, you know, you still are very much your own person with your own life. So I get it. Like, you don't want to be defined by your husband, your boyfriend's job. That's stupid. Especially like if you're doing your own thing, you're making your own money, you're taking care of kids, you're taking care of yourself, which is a job alone. Like mm-hmm. there's yes. There's no reason to be put in a category of the wife and girlfriend of some guy, you know?
Absolutely. Was Allison an athlete?
That's a good question. Like she looks like she was.
That's, so like, and so was Kylie. So I'm thinking about like these, you know, you forget how these women have, like, you know, yeah. you always see about Kylie and Jason or like whoever the WAGs are. You always hear about them and their husbands and or their boyfriends, whatever. But a lot of these women had their own.
She kind of gives me like field hockey vibes.
Field hockey
or like lacrosse.
Volleyball. Oh, yeah. Lacrosse too.
Oh my God. She went to Michigan State.
Oh my God. What'd she
play? That's funny. No, but it doesn't say anything. No.
Wow.
She must have played something.
Had to. Maybe soccer. She looks like one of those
yeah.
girls.
Personal life? Yeah, no. It's only just like.
Wait,
well,
that's so crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe just, not. Wow, she should have been. What a miss. She looks yeah. like, she looks like she's just so tall and fit.
Well, it's so funny that she went to Michigan State. Go green, Allison.
Go green. What'd she yeah. say about? Go white.
Go white, right? Yeah, yeah.
Very fun. So yeah, yeah, I don't know, something to think about as well. I'm okay, you know, abandoning that term. If the WAGs are not into being called WAGs, then forget it. We'll call yeah. them the playmakers.
Yeah,
I don't know. Call them something else.
The
heart
the
of
rock.
The home. The rock. The heart of the home.
Yeah. The hold it downer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The bitches who hold it down.
Yeah. Legit. Like.
Yeah. I don't know. The mothers. Even if they're not.
The mothers.
The mothers.
Yes. The slay cunts.
The slay cunts.
Slay the house boots down.
Slay
queen
the house
cunts.
Boots down queen cunt.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that.
Yes.
That sounds perfect to me. I think also too, or not I think. Gia, I have been setting up, like trying to just clean up my apartment, like reorganize a little bit. I have so many tchotchkes. I have so many things in my house. And there's something I noticed that I don't have, which is photos of my family. Mm. I don't have photos of really anybody. I have a couple on the fridge, but nothing really. And I also don't have a lot of space for frames and photos and stuff amidst all my knickknacks. And lo and behold, what arrived on my desk? An aura frame.
Yay.
So I have my aura frame now all set up in my house, and I've been adding photos to it, and I've been sending pictures of my frame to my family, and they're very grateful that I now have them represented
yes.
in my house. And an aura frame, of course, is a digital frame where you can add all of your photos.
Aura is amazing. TJ got me aura frame for Christmas.
Yes.
And on the app, you can like, he can add in the pictures, so
yes.
he custom made it with all of the pictures, but then I could also add in more pictures, and like we can like communicate kind of through the aura. It's awesome. And then
it's
also
so fun.
On your phone, if you have an iPhone, you can like make a widget, and the widget connects to your aura, so the pictures that also are on your aura frame show up on the front of your phone.
Yeah,
which is so cool. So like every time I open my phone, a new picture of me and TJ pops up, which is very cute.
Super.
And every
cute.
Time I go home, all these pictures, and it goes through a carousel, so it goes through all the pictures by itself.
Yeah, it's like a slideshow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's so nice. It's so lovely. It's thoughtful, and it's a very easy gift to get someone. You just load it all up for them, and it's perfect. It was the number one digital picture frame by wire cutter. So easy to set up, and they have different frame options. And the best part is that it comes with unlimited storage. All you need is the free Aura app and a Wi-Fi connection, and you can upload as many photos and videos as you want year-round. So right now, you can save on the perfect gift that keeps on giving by visiting AuraFrames.com. For a limited time, listeners can get $20 off their best-selling Carver Matte Frame with code TaylorWatch. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code TaylorWatch. This is a great gift for mothers.
Fantastic.
On Mother's Day, for sure.
Mothers. I'm going to tell you something right now. My family has this whole thing. My mom loves this frame so much, like more than anything you could ever imagine. If you're looking for a good Mother's Day gift, oh, wow. It's this one.
I'm or if, like, if you go on a trip with someone, you want to remember your trip. Just so many different ways that you can use it. Yep. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code TaylorWatch. And don't forget to mention that we sent you to show your support for the show. Terms and conditions apply.
Kylie had Jason on her pod. And they were lovely on the pod.
Did you see that clip of them talking about him farting?
Yes. And I was, you know that, I, you know those aren't usually my jokes, but I was fucking dying about it.
The fact that he,
so funny.
The first thing, he bends down, farts, and goes, whoops.
Whoops. I'm laughing at that. Like, and Kylie was like, I grew up in like a fart funny house, which like,
very relatable.
I did not. Well, my house is 50-50. My house was, my mom is not a fart funny person.
Yeah.
My dad is.
Yeah.
And so it was like, I had to, I don't like it, but I'll laugh if it's funny enough. And that was fucking funny. Like, that was so hilarious.
Yeah.
And so, like, Jason, like, that's, he would show up like this big brute. Like,
I don't honestly, like, how does Kylie put up with him? Like, sometimes I'm just like, I don't understand.
He's
him. Like, he's just himself.
He really is.
And you take him or leave him.
He is Yukon Cornelius, like, from the, you know, the holiday claymation things. Like, he's just so, like, yeah, he's a bull in a china shop.
Big burly man. Yeah.
Big burly man. I think, but they, watching them chit chat together, I only saw clips, I didn't watch the whole thing, but they, you know, you expect them to have good chemistry, but they are very funny together.
They're very
like,
funny.
They're very like, cute and silly and honest and open.
They're
and,
very realistic couple. And
they're just so normal. And that's, I think, what everybody likes about them so much is how normal they are.
I always forget that she's like so pregnant too.
I know.
It's crazy.
I know she's due like anyway.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
too.
Exciting.
She's, you can't tell unless you like see her standing up really.
Yeah.
But yeah.
She's so gorgeous. Like
so
underratedly gorgeous.
Absolutely stunning.
Yeah,
her skin,
her jawline.
Yeah, I'm really jealous of it.
It's
no,
beautiful.
Wrinkles.
Yeah,
she looks so. I think she might be my age too, or a little bit older. Let me see how old she is. I've been doing this thing. In case you can't tell, I've been doing this thing lately where I like find people who.
She's 32.
Oh fuck, she's younger than me. Okay, she looks way better than me.
That's not true at all.
No, I think she looks so good. But I've been doing this thing where I've been like trying to pinpoint people who are my age to make sure that I like. I'm on the same level, you know. I'm like, okay, okay. We all look about the same age, like that's okay, and they look beautiful, so like that's good. 32, wow, I didn't realize she's so young. Oh my god, they've been married for a long time too, right?
This is funny. I was just looking this up.
92.
When I was looking up how old she is, there was a headline: Kylie Kelce had a wild explanation for a viral photo of her inhaling chips at Super Bowl. Did you see that picture?
Oh yes, her, she,
like, with
the
bag. Yeah.
You could tell they're Cheetos because the color, the way that the bag is like half an, or it could be Fritos as well. Same company, I think.
She goes, if you catch me eating any type of bagged item in public, Cheetos, chips of any of it, I will be dumping it into my mouth from the bag. First of all, cut out the middleman. Second, I don't have any opportunity to wash my hands, so my germophobia said dump it right in. Jason said, so you were dumping the Cheetos even when it was a full bag of Cheetos? And Kylie said, 100%.
That's amazing. No, that video was so funny.
Very
picture,
funny.
Actually, I only saw a picture.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Yeah. They're all good. They're all great.
Yeah, Jason was at the parade.
Oh yeah, did you? So, I didn't see anything from the parade. I was on a boat that day.
It was the parade was very funny.
Was it?
It was. I was watching like the live news feed, so like every time they would go up to someone, like someone would throw out an F-bomb, and they would have to like silence it and be like, "Oops, sorry.
We
apologize for that profanity, but this is a live show." They must have said it 50 times
it's
during
hilarious.
It. It was very
what
funny.
What do they expect? You know what I mean?
But it was nice.
People are drinking in the streets, having a good time.
Yeah, it was nice to see Jason there because he was getting hate from. from the Eagles side too. People, Eagles fans were
really mad.
Yeah, they were mad at him for, you know, taking the Chiefs side, whatever.
But,
so,
but he stayed so in the middle. I know. I felt.
Yeah.
Ugh,
yeah, but people, worst. You know, Eagles fans want him to be fully Eagles. Sure. You know, sure, so yeah, it was coming from both sides. So I'm hoping he was getting some warm welcomes when he was down there. I'm sure he was.
Yeah, that's lovely.
And unfortunately, I feel like I do have to talk about the stupid fucking sweatshirt that CJ Gardner-Johnson wore.
CJ Gardner, the same guy who was putting up, who's like, you should have stayed with that thick shit, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, same guy who posted that Instagram
asshole
story.
Of the year.
Yeah, literally. He wore a sweatshirt on the parade that said, Swifties can lick my balls, but it was like L-I-X, like Super Bowl 59.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I saw it, I literally was like, Jesus Christ. Like, this guy
He has no chill. He's and relentless. It's a creative sweatshirt.
Yeah, honestly.
If I can't be fake and say that I didn't think it was creative.
But
and
here's,
if you hate the Swifties, it's creative.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't, you know.
Here's kind of my spin zone for this.
Yeah, okay.
He took the time from, what was this, Monday-ish? Monday, mm-hmm. Tuesday, this drama was going down. Sunday, yeah. Monday, Tuesday. He took that time from then to Friday.
Yeah.
To go somewhere, maybe to the local mall.
Yep.
Go to the custom t-shirt shop.
Yep.
Get this shirt custom made.
Yep.
So he could own the Swifties at the parade.
At his own Super Bowl parade.
Yes, exactly.
He wasn't even wearing an Eagles.
No.
It didn't even have Eagles. It was, all he wanted to do was stunt on the Swifties. Like, that's how you know he, number one, hates women. Number two, is a fucking loser.
Exactly.
Like, oh,
so
my God.
He is taking his huge celebration, his huge win, mm-hmm. and he's putting all of the focus on the Swifties. It's honestly a compliment to the Swifties that he cares so much about what people think about him, about what the Swifties think about him, about mm-hmm. what, you know, the Taylor Swift fans think about him,
mm-hmm.
that he took time out of his day to make that sweatshirt, to make that stupid sweatshirt. You know, he has Taylor Swift so much on his head.
Mm-hmm.
We Swifties and Taylor Swift live basically rent free in CJ's head.
Absolutely. And it's like, you got us, boy. Like,
yeah.
You showed us.
Exactly.
Like, wow. Lick your balls. Like, wow. How fucking funny. Like,
yeah.
What a fucking, I swear.
So
it's
like,
just,
it's just stupid. And like, that's how I kind of feel about like the whole situation. Like, it's Taylor Swift. Like, she mm-hmm. is the baddest bitch on the planet. Mm-hmm. Like, she, like, roll your eyes and like, just like, it's a scoff.
Yep.
And I'll roll your eyes at stupid shit like that. Like, if he wants to take the biggest moment of his life and mm-hmm. make it about the Swifties, and like, sure, let him do that, because more publicity for us.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Also,
like,
for real, he may never get that moment again, and he
yeah.
chose that moment to be an asshole like that. It's
yeah.
like, wow, dude,
like,
you're
just
so
like
hilarious.
A loser.
How embarrassing for
it's,
him.
It's
like,
a,
truly.
It's,
I hope Kayla Nicole has sex with you now. Like, for yeah. real. Like, I hope you got her.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want? Like, it's just, whatever, whoever he's trying to attract, male, female, whatever audience he wants, like, good luck with it.
Yeah.
I'm sure in 10 years we'll find out that he's some disgusting piece of shit, just like every other disgusting piece of shit
yeah.
that comes out of the woodwork and tries to talk shit about
Taylor.
Total
loser.
And
he's a loser.
Whatever. It's like, we've got our eye on you now, CJ.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll tell you something right now. The eye of the Swifties is not something you want on you in
no.
a negative light.
No.
So wash your fucking back. Truly.
Yeah.
Forever. Wash your fucking back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He has bad juju. For sure.
And that's that.
Yep.
And that's on period.
Period poo.
Period poo. And that's, yeah, that's truly it. Well,
I think that's
about
it.
Happened in
yeah.
the world, in the world of us.
In the world of us, yes.
I think that's, yeah, that's pretty much it. This week we've got, obviously, our next episode we will be doing, as usual, our Thursday episode, voicemails, DMs. Feel free to submit whatever
yep.
you'd like. The number for that, of course, is
347-450-0723. 347-450-0723.
You can, of course, DM the Taylor Watch Instagram account as well.
Yay.
We pay attention to those. You can also text that number that we just read aloud.
Yes.
We've said that before, but we haven't reminded the people in a while. You could text it if you're feeling a little shy and you don't want to leave a voicemail, but we do love hearing your lovely voices. Coming up in the universe, I feel like we're in a bit of a lull in
yeah.
terms of all the award shows are over, except for the Oscars, March 2nd, I believe, the Oscars. So that's coming up. I don't think Taylor will be there, but
no,
you never know. Maybe a Shmo Schmalwin appearance at the Oscars.
Oh.
Joe's been in the news. He's everywhere all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Mr. Popular. So yeah, but until Thursday, we will see you guys later.
Love you guys.
Love you.